Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
It's up to you how happy you are. It's not up to God. You don't need to pray and ask God to touch you. You're already touched in the head. You're thinking wrong. You're magnifying the wrong things. You go back and go to glorifying God and focusing your attention on the Lord and magnifying Him and these things that were real in your life 5 years, 10 years, whatever it was. It'll all come back. God has never changed. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. You can be as encouraged, as anointed, as happy, as full of vision as you want to be. There's some people that at one time had a vision. You got a word from God. He showed you something that He wanted you to do. You go out and head in that direction, and I guarantee you, you're going to meet opposition. Satan is going to come and try and stop you from accomplishing his thing. And people will come against you. You could have gone through a divorce. You could have lost your money. Something happened, and you know what? You get your attention off of God and off of what He says. You start looking at all of your problems and all of the reasons why it won't work, and you start magnifying those things, and they become bigger than God. And that's why you lost your momentum. That's why you lost your steam. All you got to do is go back and start magnifying God, glorifying God, putting the proper value on it and say, God, forgive me for ever esteeming another person's opinion above what You said. Forgive me for ever listening to what the news had to say more than what the Word of God has to say. God, forgive me for taking somebody else's opinion and listening to the doctor when You said I was already healed by Your stripes. Why did I ever listen to this guy? Why did I ever take his word above Your word? Why did I listen to the banker? Why did I listen to the lawyer? Right. I'm preaching better than you're listening. Look over here in Psalms chapter 69. This is a prophetic psalm. If you were to read it, you'd find out that there's about four times in this psalm that Jesus quoted from this psalm. It talked about that they gave me gall to drink. They smote him with stripes and things like this. This is a prophetic psalm. It's actually Jesus that's speaking this psalm prophetically through David. And in Psalms chapter 69 and in chapter 69 verse 30, he says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Remember, Romans 13, 11 says, or it's either Romans 11, 13, one of those two, says that I magnify my office. It's that same word that was translated glorify. So to glorify means to magnify. And here the Lord says, I will magnify God with thanksgiving. The second thing that is listed in Romans 1, 21, it says, first of all, they didn't glorify Him. The second thing, they weren't thankful. These are all related. We can only separate them for the purpose of discussion and explanation, but really they're intertwined, they're related. If you are truly going to magnify God, then you've got to be thankful. If you aren't thankful, you aren't magnifying God. I could spend days on this one point. People don't understand this. People today think that your emotions are controlled by your hormones and you got a chemical imbalance, and we use a million and one excuses. That stuff is a lie. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I know many of you will value the word of our secular world over the word of the Bible, but the Bible says to bless the Lord at all times. It says in the midst of tribulations, you are supposed to be of good cheer. Those would be unjust commands if you couldn't do it, because you don't understand. It's my time of the month. It's my hormones are upset. I've got a chemical imbalance. Today, we've got a million and one excuses why we don't do what the Word of God says. But the Word didn't say, bless the Lord at all times, except for those of you with a type A personality or whatever. He made no exceptions. He says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Let not your heart be troubled. He told his disciples that the night before his crucifixion, they were going to see him crucified. And he says, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, most of us today have adopted a way of thinking that we would say, well, that's denial. He's telling the disciples to be in denial. They're suppressing their emotions. They need to vent. They need to let it out. They just need to get down and cry and bawl. Something's wrong with you if you could see your master crucified and let not your heart be troubled. And yet Jesus told them, don't let your heart be troubled. It was a command. See, we have placed value on the word of our psychology, our carnal way of thinking, instead of what the word of God says. And because of it, people are emotional basket cases because they aren't valuing the word of God. They aren't doing what the word says. And many of you probably discount some of the things that I just said because that's not according to the value system that you have. You've been taught to believe that you're supposed to go through periods of discouragement. It's just natural to be up and down like a yo-yo. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. This is Psalms chapter 34, verses 1 through 4. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. You magnify the Lord by exalting him, being thankful unto him, praising him for what he's done. You're commanded to do it. And it'll work in any circumstance. If you aren't a thankful person, you're a person who has focused on the negative. You've magnified the negative. You are exalting and increasing the negative things that Satan has done in your life, and you are not focused on the things of God. You are not magnifying him and exalting him, and you aren't thankful. Period. There are no exceptions to it. Somebody says, but you don't understand all of my problems. You don't understand all of the good things that God has done. You're only looking in the natural realm at what hasn't happened. I'm telling you that in the spiritual world and on the inside of you, you are absolutely awesome. Amen. You've got the glory of God on the inside of you. And I believe that God wants to give you victory in this life. But even if you didn't experience it, and if you die, you go straight into the presence of God. And Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If you were thinking straight, if you were truly magnifying the Lord, when the doctor tells you that you're going to die, you just reach up and kiss him. Man, that's awesome. You know, David and Gail had a funeral this last week of an in-law that they had to go to this funeral. And the guy died in a recliner or in some chair in the house. And anyway, after the funeral, you know, the family was thinking it's sad to see the man die in the chair. And I guess they were thinking about, you know, getting rid of the chair or doing something like this. They didn't want bad memories. But one of the grandkids came around and he said, where's the lucky chair? And they said, what do you mean the lucky chair? And he says, you know, the lucky chair where grandpa got to see Jesus. And all of a sudden, everybody's opinion changed and they thought, you know what? That's a great thing. He got to see Jesus and he says, I want to sit in the lucky chair. And now instead of getting rid of it, man, they keep that there to remind them that, man, he saw Jesus in this spot. It just depends on how you look at things, whether you're going to be carnal or whether you're going to be spiritual. Man, you can be thankful. You can glorify God. You do not have to be upset about anything. And I know many of you are mad at me right now because I'm taking your excuses away and making you accountable for things. And you're saying like, I want to be upset. I've got a right to be upset. Well, just keep sucking your thumb and suffer through. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. That praise God, you can magnify God. And if you do it, if you get to where you see what God has done for you and you truly get thankful, it makes God get bigger. You know, one of the signs of the last time, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, it lists 16 things that are going to be signs of the end times. And one of them is that man will be unthankful and it puts it right next to unholy. Did you know not being thankful is unholy? It's ungodly. And there are many people, there's probably people right here in this room that you don't say thank you much. You don't show people grace and mercy. We travel on planes a lot, and you know, planes get canceled and bad things happen. And I have seen people that I bet you some of them are Christians. Go up and read those people the Riot Act and just, how dare you do this? And don't you understand what this has done? And man, I heard one story about these people that were standing in line. There was 30 people standing in line trying to rebook their tickets, and a guy just pushes up to the very front and starts trying to get his thing done. And the woman said, "Sir, there's all these other people in front of you." And he said, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?" And this woman got on the microphone and she says, "Does anybody know who this man is? He seems to have forgotten." And he just stormed off. But you know what? There's people that think they're the center of the universe. Have you ever heard this story about how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb? You know, with most people, it only takes one. Because you just hold it and the world revolves around you. Amen. Most people see themselves as the center of the universe. And if something goes wrong, you go in and demand your rights. But did you know a godly person will be kind? Love is kind, patient and kind. It will be thankful. If you aren't a thankful person, if you aren't the kind of person that when you go to eat, if you're the one that always finds something wrong with your food. I've been out with people that I guarantee they'll send it back 5 and 6 times. And that could happen to anybody maybe once or something. But every time they go out, nobody can please you. Nobody's up to your standard. You're an ungodly person.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This 5-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I want to make you aware of our helpline. We have people standing by at our phones from 4 o'clock in the morning until 9:30 at night each weekday, Mountain Time. And these people are there to take your orders and to fulfill your orders, but also they will pray with you, they will encourage you, and we have some wonderful people on there. I mean, I get compliments on our helpline all of the time, and the people are mature people. We've seen people raised from the dead over the phones. We've seen all kinds of miracles. People have been born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just many people have been helped. The number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.